Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, and thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Damian DeBosco on Facebook. You can friend me on there, send me a message. You can send me pictures. You can give me the finger if you want to. You know, today on my show, I'm going to talk about UNESCO. I want to talk about the UN, UNESCO. I want to talk about what UNESCO is. The UN, basically, ladies and gentlemen, is 28 countries that have camel-nosed or needled their ways into our politics. They are trying to etch the United States into part of their conglomerate. They are grafters, grifters, maniacs, committing the most horrific violations against humanity, in some cases, you're ever going to see. You know, we know what's happening in the Middle East. We know what's going on everywhere. But see, the target is not the Middle East. Something that Michael Rupert made very clear, gold, oil, and drugs. This is what the United Nations, UNESCO, plays ball with every day for literally hundreds of billions of dollars of your tax money, which don't represent your best interests, believe me. Barack Obama answers to the UN, as does Kissinger, the Trilateral Commission, Brzezinski. This is a well-known fact amongst intellectuals and real politicos. This is not a game. This is real. The United Nations Educational, Science, and Culture Organizations are literally destroying everything you know about freedom, freedom of choice, getting an education. They want to produce Common Core, the dumbing down of human beings to keep us docile. We are a threat to them. Every person that graduates college is a threat to them. Every person who gets his master's is a threat. Every PhD, every doctorate who literally uses their education for good is a threat to these people. I'll tell you something about the running of heroin and cocaine into the United States, into China, into all of the NATO countries, is part of what funds these people. They fund the terrorism. Opium in Afghanistan in 2000 was literally down to zero production by the Taliban. The Taliban wanted this stuff gone, and they were making it happen. That's right. Barry Seal makes this clear. Many people made this clear before they were murdered. Gary Webb fought this and was killed in 1994. Michael Rupert makes this very, very clear. Michael Rupert is a narcotics investigator. He is and was part of the LA machine. And he went Serpico on these people because there is no more ginormous drug dealing machine than the DEA, some of the insiders in all police departments across the country in large cities, Detroit, LA, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, you name it, St. Louis, these poor, poor black people. Did I actually say that? These poor, poor white kids, kids of privilege, walking around, getting a $200 a week allowance, find themselves in the drug scene within days of entering school in September. That's the target. That's what's happening. This is the reality. The UN has been caught. DynCorp was caught. Human trafficking. Do you think this 10-year-old girl in Paraguay who had a child is any different than the hundreds or thousands of others in Sharia law nations that might happen upon children? Why does China have 1.3 billion people? Why does India have 1.1 billion people? Why is Africa? How many pictures of Ethiopian women, can you tell how old they are, while they're holding a bloated-bellied baby with flies all over it? Are you sure that person, that woman, is not 12 years old? Are you sure that they don't look the way they do because they're steadily given heroin. Heroin, ladies and gentlemen, will destroy your appetite. Heroin, ladies and gentlemen, will make you live on air. Heroin, ladies and gentlemen, is not what the Nazis used in the death camps. They used fluoride. That's right, fluoride. It's all, no matter what the substance is, it comes from plants or it comes out of the ground, it's formulated. Whether it's used as a drug, and you think American fast food doesn't have drugs in it, do you really believe that packaged food products do not have various drugs in them? Well, I will assure you that they do. I'll guarantee you that they do. The proof is everywhere. It's intoxicating. Do you think perhaps this story coming to light over abortion, another hot button, bogus, diversive issue, taking your mind away from TPP and Agenda 21 and what the UN is, do you think this is a real issue? I think it's diapers for seagulls, myself. I think basically it's hubba bubba bubblegum comic fodder. I basically believe in, as I watch the clock tick, as I know full well that McConnell shipped in cocaine. I know full well that the DEA and the CIA have made up to $30 trillion on drugs. MI6, MI5, Prince Bandar, Tony Blair, Cameron, they all fully know the money comes from drugs. They don't give a damn about you or your children. They don't give a rat's ass about this 10-year-old child having an abortion, or I mean having a child. Should the child have been aborted? Did the child come C-section? I doubt the child flowed easily out of this girl's vagina. Now, of course, there are women all over the world. Women. I said women. Ages 11 and 12. Menstruating. Their period or regular. They've been having a period since they were 8. Pubic hair, underarm hair, fully developed breasts at 12 years old. So don't give me the whiny bullcrap that you care about a 10-year-old Paraguay child who got raped by her stepfather and had a kid. Yes, the stepfather should be flogged. He should be caned. He should basically be castrated. He should be put in a block in the town square so people can throw feces at him for a week. I know one thing for sure. I would be saving some excrement. I would make a ball of feces the size of a basketball and make sure it landed squarely in his face. But that's neither here nor there. This being the Everyman Show, I have to look at both sides. I have to look at the whole issue. Is this about getting more abortion pills to people in Paraguay? You know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are big time on sterilization vaccines. Sterilization vaccines, ladies and gentlemen. Virginia government just paid out $25 million to the women that were sterilized in a project going back to 1985. But this has been going on since vaccines were, you know, if you think for a minute that the last 100 years has not been a technocratic, aristocratic takeover, a scientific agenda to cull the populations and control humanity, well, then you're a flub-dub idiot. You belong on a bar stool somewhere watching baseball games, reruns of football, eating ginormous burgers, because that's what you are. You're a lump. You're a lump. Okay? If you really believe that the government is nothing but a force for good and equality and decency and humanity, well, you're a lump. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett both make their money on killing people. destroying people's lives, insurance fraud, vaccinations, sterilizations, pushing unwanted drugs on people in the middle of jungles all over the world that do not like it when helicopters swoop in on them and a bunch of people jump out in spacesuits with needles running around injecting people. If you think that doesn't happen, you're stupid. Why do we have 1,000 military bases all over the globe? Because the United States, as Jimmy Carter said in 02, we have become an oligarchy. We have become Mao. We have become Stalin. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Agenda 21. The UNESCO UN plan. The New World Order Trilateral Commission to literally dissolve human rights. To build the prisons around you. Your birth certificate number makes you a product, chattel of the bank, your property of the banks. You're not free, and you haven't been for a long time. By the way, I'm very interested in getting on board with any affiliate. I don't care where you are, if you have the required $150,000 a year, I require to take your programming to another level, then hit me up, Alan Damian DeBosco on Facebook. Let me know. I'll have my people get in touch with your people, and the people will have lunch. And when the people are done having lunch, they'll let me know if we have a deal. I would think that Donald Trump would want to call me immediately. I would think that Donald Trump would allow me to introduce him, Donald Trump on the stump, knocking Democrats on their rump, delivering upside their head a bump. That's what you'll get from Donald Trump. It's going to get violent. It's going to get massively confusing. It's going to get crazy. And I guarantee you, Kissinger and Brzezinski are no, I guarantee you, Clinton, Kissinger, Brzezinski are absolutely running a ringer somewhere, a plan, a false flag agenda. As September and October come, we don't know what's going to happen with the economy, but I guarantee you it's going to implode. I hope you have storable food. I hope you have groundwater somewhere and a piece of land to grow food on or raise chickens. You're going to need it. I would recommend buying a 2-year supply of ibuprofen, aspirin, and medical supplies. You're going to need them. Store salt to the ceiling if you have to. Get the paint pure salt. Because I know darn well, as I sit here, as I watch what is being ramped up, George Soros, Ted Turner, the top Bilderberg people, the 80 of the world's richest people, starting out at the top of the damn ladder, Bill Gates and the CEO of Cisco products, that the internet is going to become a weapon, a very dangerous Stasi surveillance situation. I know that electric prices are going to skyrocket. Food is going to become scarce. We're going to go into that depression that they didn't let happen 7 years ago. So we're in that 7-year cycle. I've talked about paradigm shifts. I don't want to talk about the Illuminati today because they're irrelevant. Yes, they are hierarchy, and yes, they are the Vatican, and yes, they are the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg and the Bohemian Grove and the Committee of 300. And yes, they are absolutely, UN. The UN has become a star on the Illuminati map, the UN and the UNESCO, NATO. It is no longer a simple matter of, are these people going to attack America? Are they going to destabilize America? Are they going to use the indigenous, low-information, low bell curve, blacks, Hispanics, and other ignorance. Look, you don't think that white people out here are walking around toothless and can barely say 3 words? Now they want to give OxyContin to children as well, opiates. They're making drugs legal. They're flooding the streets with heroin. This comes from the United Nations New World Order Trilateral Commission. Michael Rupert makes this case clear. Go watch the videos. This is why he killed himself, because no one was getting it, because it was a design plan. He couldn't trust his friends anymore. Have you ever seen $10 million in a couple of duffel bags? It is a mind-boggling sight to have this handed over to someone in authority. Happens on a daily basis. It happened 9/11. It happened in Waco. It happened in Oklahoma. It happened in Sandy Hook. It happened in Boston. And it's happening all over the Middle East right now. What do you think? $700 billion a year to Saudi Arabia is not going to produce terrorists? Do you really believe that Iran doesn't have the nuclear bomb already? Is it going to matter? The United States has 22,000 20-plus megaton nuclear bombs, 350 nuclear war pits went missing 9/11. Over $2.3 trillion that Rumsfeld and his buddy stole. George Bush laughed when Bret Baier asked him, "Do you regret going into Iraq?" He laughed. I'm positive that Ken Lay never had a heart attack. That money from Enron went straight to 9/11, this war. $30 billion was stolen from investors. Ken Lay perpetrated this while his second in command went to prison and got off. He was out very shortly after that. Not to mention the fact that, is Bernie Madoff really in prison, knowing that Chris Christie was his lobbyist? Why isn't Chris Christie in prison? Because Wall Street runs the terror. Wall Street launders the heroin and cocaine money. Wall Street is without a doubt in bed with terrorists. CIA, FBI, DEA delivering drugs and guns into the ghettos. They've been doing it since 1938. You think Allen Dulles and Foster Dulles were good guys? Basically what they said was, we have to keep America in fear. That way we'll have a budget. That way we can run this new world order. No question about it, drugs are going to become a part of our industry. 12 C-130s delivered to the CIA per the Forestry Commission. And those planes have been found in every drug-cultivating country on Earth. Bogota, Colombia, doesn't matter, man. Mexico, El Salvador, especially in the Middle East, folks. Heroin is the big one. Herbert George Walker Bush's nickname is Poppy. 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 And if you don't know who Leo Wanta was, you can't know what they've done. Where's the $220 trillion printed money from the Fed? We know that this Pope Francis is a liar. He's a globalist, global warming crock. Further UN-produced nightmares. Keep your eye on the UNESCO. Keep your eye on Kissinger and Brzezinski and what they're talking about. Keep an eye on what the Bushes are up to. Jeb Bush is up to his neck in human trafficking and trafficking in illicit drugs. Should these drugs be illicit? Why not just? I think they should have a case in every convenience store that has the cocaine, the OxyContin, the heroin. Why not have every smoke shop should be stacked to the ceiling with marijuana? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I smoke marijuana on occasion. It is a necessary, God-given medicine. You cannot imagine its great effects on cancer patients, people that are really sick. It is absolutely the drug they don't want you to have to keep their big pharma thing flowing. While big pharma kills 45,000 people a year, die from prescription drugs they should never have had. And then they pay a fine to the government, which equals 1% of whatever the profit was for that drug, and the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. The drum keeps pounding a rhythm to the brain, and your brain is draining, and it's going down, down, swirling around, heading towards the drain. Because they never educated you in these things. You don't look at it because you're too busy living it up. Maybe you're worried about real estate profits. Maybe you're worried about your liquor store profits. Maybe you're worried about the economy because you can't seem to find the things you used to find at a good price. Have you seen eggs have doubled in the last 60 days? Have you seen how meat has tripled in the last 10 years? Have you taken a hard look at your dollar worth nothing? That's your UN, UNESCO, IMF, CFR, Bank of International Settlements, Rothschilds, Rockefeller, oligarchy. And you're busy Facebooking and Twittering, thinking you're cool, man. Yeah, the net, the web. You're in the net. You're in the web. Your brain is full of MKUltra bogus crap. Your children are sick. They have autism. You need to get vaccines for everything under the sun. You're going to have more mercury and lead in your system than you ever thought imaginable if you lived on Lake Lead Mercury shores. You think I'm kidding about this? You think it's easy? I'm looking for that career, ladies and gentlemen. 10 years of Alex Jones, 5 years of Michael Savage. They're not telling you anything that's not already out there. They've tried to get you to look at it. Washington, D.C. is insulated. Have they sold your home for 10 cents on the dollar after they took it away from you? Have they given you the health care they said they would give you? Obama came into the presidency. First, he was attacking the housing market and banks. And now the son of a bitch wants to make sure that poor ghetto trash live next to your mansion. Do you see this crazy bastard for what he is? Do you see these sick idiots for what they are as the election machine fraudulently installs their next dictator? Barack Obama is a dictator, and I'm not talking about penis potatoes. Okay? Keep your eyes on these people. Okay? They're dictators. Potato eyes. Mr. Potato Head. The eye of the potato. It grows. You know how you grow potatoes? You cut one up and you put them in the ground. This is exactly what communists do. They produce, through great wealth, a communist socialist agenda. And it all sounds great, man. I got an EBT card, dude. I'm getting $600 a month for disability. I got a school voucher. If you had a job, son, making $30 an hour, you'd have five times the money and opportunity you have right now. So you better understand what I'm saying. This is an UNESCO, UN UNESCO Agenda 21 attempt. They're going to go full tilt, ladies and gentlemen, because Agenda 21 is the 100-year, the centurion agenda. 2021 is around the corner. For the last 50 years since they killed Kennedy, you've seen abject destructive behavior out of Washington. Vietnam, the Gulf War, and there's nobody worse than the Bush family. I will tell you that Prescott Bush, Herbert Walker Bush's granddaddy or father, was put in prison for funding Hitler. gave Hitler 50% of his raw materials. So you think the Bushes don't have a vendetta with this country? Do you really believe they haven't amassed a gigantic fraud machine? Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up. The time is now. Now is the time. There is no more time. There is no, you know, they say that history repeats itself in a rhyming fashion. Poetry. Poetic justice meets poetic injustice. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am a carpenter. I am no more educated through indoctrination in a college system than the man in the moon. What I am is a guy who wants to ferret out what happened. Who murdered America? Why was America murdered? Opportunity, motive, murder. That's what you have. Motive, opportunity, murder. Motive, opportunity, murder. Mom, the mothers of invention. So again, recap. United Nations, UNESCO, running terrorism, running operations, controlling our government as we know it. You have the DEA, the CIA, and the FBI running drugs in the streets. There are lots of people who had a career in these agencies whose fortunes and whose amass of property and wealth far out exceed what their annual salaries were, as do many governors. And I can go into that on another show. But you're going to find out that the heroin and cocaine on the streets is coming into this country via military bases, via UN, UNESCO, mules. This is a real problem. Remember, the Taliban had zero poppy growing in Afghanistan in 2000. It is now up 90% from what it was in 2003 as they turned it all around. So they fought the Taliban. They created the Al-Qaeda's. They created ISIS to protect the heroin, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you have. Drugs, gold, oil, and drugs. Thank you, Michael Rupert. Go to the From the Wilderness, Michael Rupert, From the Wilderness. Go have a look at that site. It's got some great information on there, and you won't believe what the Bushes have done and are doing in South America. Bye-bye.